as soon as this happened and the coronavirus started to spread and the word got out that people were going to be initially sequestered at home and that the vulnerable population, our seniors, 65 and older, and those with medical conditions were going to be remanded home prior to everybody being home, we really wanted to help encourage our seniors and those who shouldn't be outside to stay inside. And so we thought, why don't we try to help them by providing essential needs and going to the grocery store, picking up their medicine, delivering it to them. Remember to keep your social distance from these people. We're trying to not get them sick. So wear a mask if you don't have one. Grab one before you go. Wear gloves if you'd like to.
I work upstairs in dispatch, so I've never had to wear one of these.
We take the order the day prior. The next morning, we have volunteers, people that are coming in on their day off and are going to the store, shopping for them, and then delivering it to those seniors. We've helped 60 seniors throughout our community so far. The service isn't free. We're not buying your groceries for you. We do front the money. Our Glendale Fire Foundation gave us money to be able to buy the groceries up front. And then when we deliver them, the senior or the person with the medical condition pays us for the groceries we bought. So it doesn't cost them anything other than what we bought for them.
On my list here, I have spinach, asparagus, pineapple. You got to remember that you're touching things with your gloves, and so you have to get new gloves every so often too, you know, because if you keep touching things, it's just going to keep infecting everything with your dirty gloves. So it's smart to carry around like the hand sanitizer and use it often and stuff like that. Eggplants, broccoli, mushrooms, dry lentil beans, salsa, and vegetable broth. And it looks like they're going to make some soup. Oh yeah, the vanilla ice cream. That's the most important thing.
You want dryers or dryers?
Oh, dryers for sure. Yeah. Got to get the good stuff.
You got nothing but like cleaning supplies?
And ice cream. My dad was a firefighter. My sister's in law enforcement. But I'm totally afraid of blood. Being able to dispatch, I get to help people. And I don't have to see blood or deal with any of that. Hi, ma'am. Is this Donald's caretaker? Hi, it's the Glendale Fire Department. I know you had said that you weren't going to be there until 10:30, but Donald asked for ice cream, and we don't want it to melt. And so we were wondering if we were able to drop it off now. She said he won't understand that he needs to pay and write a check. And so she said he'll try to get there around 10:10, so he might just have some melted ice cream. That's the big thing about dispatches. We are on the phone with these people. We're helping them give CPR, but we never find out the outcome. It's nice to be able to physically be here and help.
You are a blessing, believe me. I thank God.
I'm glad we could be here. So basically, it's only just me and my wife that I see. I don't go to any of my brother's houses or my family members' houses. I don't see anybody anymore. For me, that's tough because I come from a rather large family, and we do family gatherings on a weekly basis. When I go home, I'll have to quarantine myself and my son for a couple days, so I'm not going to be able to see him. So just like everybody else, I'm trying to do my part to limit the spread of this disease.
We were wondering, are you making soup tonight?
Yeah, I thought lentil soup sounded like
there you go.
A good thing. Especially since we're going to have the rain.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, since I was a child, I always wanted to be a firefighter, and that's pretty much all I ever knew. So there was just something about being a firefighter that just drew me. The big equipment, the going into fires, helping people, all that stuff just played into who I am as a person and who I wanted to be.